Hello, financial planning world. Welcome to the Financial Planner Growth Show, the first ever episode of the Financial Planner Growth Show. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Kurt Kersey, and I am the CEO and founder of FP Growth. We are a marketing agency and consultancy that helps financial planners and advisors leverage digital tools to scale their message, deepen trust, and increase impact. I'm really excited to be recording this first episode. This is a project that has been in the works for quite some time. And so I'm excited to kind of kick things off with just this first episode of explaining a little bit of our hearts behind the business, behind this podcast, what you can expect from this podcast going forward, and a little bit of, I guess, my story and our story of where we've been and where we're going in the future. So thanks again for joining me, and hopefully you tune in again in the future. Let's dive in. What's up, everybody? Kurt Kersey here. Thanks again so much for joining me for this first episode. I thought to kind of kick us off, I'd share a little bit of my own backstory and the organization's story and kind of where we're at, you know, 2.5, 3 years into serving the financial planning community. So I was an advisor for about 5 or 6 years. Currently still a CFP, still hold the credential there, and really just fell into the industry in some respects. My father, shout out Jay Kersey, has been in the industry for 30 plus years, which he will hate that I say on this podcast because it dates him immediately. Sorry about that, Papa Bear. But so I grew up around the industry in some respects. My dad did a great job of bringing home the parts of his business that were really compelling. He taught me really early on how to have deep conversations, how to build into others, how to ask good questions, how to just really ultimately have empathy and care about the person that might be sitting across from you at lunch or sitting next to you on an airplane, or, you know, somebody that you could build a deep friendship with. I'm forever grateful to him in that capacity. And then I also saw, obviously, the side of the business that was the lifestyle that it could provide, right? This freedom and flexibility that he was always coaching my teams and taking us on mission trips as a family and vacations and home every night for dinner, and even oftentimes long before dinner, right when I got off school. And I know he sacrificed a lot of early mornings and late nights after we went to bed to make that happen. But that flexibility just really struck a chord with me. And as I got into kind of my later years of college, realized pretty quickly that that was not the norm from a career perspective. And as I was just, you know, talking with mentors and kind of deciding what I wanted to do after college and being super prayerful in that process as well, I was actually working in my dad's office and really largely just doing filing initially. And then the gal that was kind of running a lot of their planning, developing their financial plans, was going on maternity leave. And so sat with her for a couple months, and she really opened my eyes to what financial planning meant. She taught me financial planning to begin with. So thank you, Sarah Hayes, if this ever gets to you somehow. But you know, as I learned a little bit more about what the actual office work, what the day-to-day looked like for my dad and the other financial advisors in the office that I was working in, I really got a sense for their job boiled down to helping people that they cared about already. A lot of my dad's clients were, I realized quickly working there, that a lot of my dad's clients were some of our closest family friends, some of the people that I knew he cared, you know, almost as much about as his own family, which is saying something. And, you know, I just thought, well, gosh, what a special career that you get to help the people that you care most about make wise decisions about this thing called money that I had never before really had much of an interest in, as far as, you know, I avoided finance like the plague. I didn't take one single finance course in college, and just really never had an interest in the markets or anything like that. But knew how important money was. You know, I think one of the things that my parents did really well was they showed us what money allowed you to do, the experiences it allowed you to create for your family, the opportunities it allowed you to create, and the ability to be generous that it provided you in your life. And so I knew firsthand from my folks what money could allow you to do in your life. And so I just thought, gosh, what a special career as an advisor to help the people that you love make wise decisions about one of the most important tools that they have access to in their lives, that they will ever have access to in their lives. And so I jumped in headfirst into this financial advising career with Northwestern Mutual right after college. And what an awesome training program. It took, I think, a lot of raw kind of talent that I had developed or skills that I had developed over the years, thanks to my dad and other mentors in my life and other experiences that I had had in that. I've always been hardwired for relationship, good at, you know, building relationship with other folks. And Northwestern really took that and groomed that into how to have structured conversations, how to ask questions that help clients get to the root of how they're feeling about certain things and help them cast a vision for their future. And I'm forever grateful for that. I had kind of a rocket ship start to my practice there. And anybody that is familiar with Northwestern Mutual, I started a contract separate from my dad, kind of went out on my own in that respect and got off to a really fast start, really enjoyed what I was doing, but kind of hit this moment about 3-4 years into my career there where I kind of stopped and picked up for air, lifted my head up for air a little bit and realized, you know, I'm about to pull some levers from a staff and a succession planning and a management role and all that stuff. I'm about to pull some levers that are going to lock me into this thing for the next 30 years. And I just wasn't totally sold that that's what I wanted to be doing. And so as I took a step back and again, kind of prayerfully considered the next phase for me, I realized through several conversations that, gosh, I still love this industry. I just don't know that I want to sit in the advisor seat. And so how could I design a business and a life for myself where I could still have an impact on clients' lives, where I could still be a part of this industry that I so wholeheartedly believe in and believe in the change that is coming about in this industry, but that I could, you know, somewhat step out of that advisor role and let others that really want to be in the trenches working with clients day in and day out take on that responsibility and help these advisors that have such big hearts for that. The advisors that, and you know who you are that are listening to this, that just love seeing a client's eyes light up when they finally get it for the first time, that love seeing a client just the stress and the overwhelm of their financial planning, just watching that melt away from them as you help them get clarity on what matters most to them and the way that they can orchestrate, you know, all these different tools that they have at their disposal, all these different assets to create the plan and the legacy and the future of their dreams. What if I could help advisors that hear that and go, gosh, yes, that's exactly what I love to do. That's exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. What if I could help them get in front of more of the right people, more of the people that they specifically are hardwired to help, more of the people that are ready to receive their message? And one of the things that I had learned as an advisor is that there are some digital tools out there from social media to email, to, you know, even things as simple as scheduling tools, to account management, project management software, and even just some mindsets as you approach that type of sales and marketing that really enable you to scale your message, that really enable you to get in front of more of the right people, to target the right relationships, the right conversations, and to ultimately have a broader impact, to deepen trust by staying in communication more regularly, to deepen trust by exemplifying more authority, more credibility in your space, to deepen trust by being aware on a regular basis of what's going on in your clients' lives and listening to them and meeting them in the places where they're already hanging out, right? Which is what social media is. It's a place to hang out and have conversations and tell the world what's going on in your life. And so as you're engaging in relationship on those platforms, you're actually deepening intimacy. You're deepening trust in those moments. And so you know, I took a step back and thought, well, gosh, I feel really passionate about helping advisors that are passionate about financial planning have more at-bats, have more opportunities to engage with the clients that they love and care about most. And so that's what we're on a mission to do. We are on a mission to help financial advisors and financial planners scale their message, deepen trust, and ultimately increase impact. And we do that through leveraging this new digital world that we live in. And in that mission, you know, there's some pivotal changes happening in the industry right now. We'll talk about that in future episodes. We'll talk about, you know, the fact that there's more advisors in the world than ever. There's more noise in our industry than ever, thanks to some of this digital transformation. And the way that clients find, validate, and authenticate their advisors has changed forever. And so we'll talk about how can advisors respond to that and how can we actually flip that on its head and use it to our advantage. And we've been doing that for advisors for the last 2 or 3 years in this business. And so I'm excited to share that with a broader audience. I'm excited to scale our own message and get some of this, some of these ideas, some of these proven strategies out to a broader audience so that, again, the advisors that are listening that have a heart to serve, that are client-first mentalities. If you're listening right now, I am so excited for you to be here. I'm so excited to be a resource to you. This podcast is all in service to the advisor that is doing the right thing for the client every single time and that cares most about helping their client along in their financial journey than making a significant income for themselves. And so for those of you that are listening that resonate with that message, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to me pontificate a bit. And in future episodes, you'll hear interviews from some of the top advisors, coaches, and consultants on the face of the planet that are helping advisors solve these challenges, that are tackling big hurdles in their businesses as the landscape changes. And you'll also hear from me and my team as we're uncovering what works in financial planner marketing, what works to get your message out to a broader audience, and the best tips, tools, practical advice, everything we can think of, we will share, I promise, raw sometimes, about how we can help you get in front of the right people and have a increased impact in your clients' lives. So thanks again for listening. If you want to learn more about the work that we're doing in our business, you can check us out at www.fpgrowth.com. That's www.fpgrowth.com. Looking forward to meeting you again back here in podcast land in the weeks to come. Thanks again for listening.